Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Twitter set up a portal for government officials and stakeholders to submit posts that allegedly contain COVID-19 misinformation for Twitter to review. This is according to documents released by AFL America First Legal on Tuesday. Twitter officials used the portal to track online posts for review and invited CDC officials to enroll, according to documents obtained through the litigation against the CDC. Twitter's Todd O'Boyle enrolled the CDC's Carol Crawford in the portal in May of 2021 after she sent an email labeled COVID misinformation with links to several Twitter posts who wrote about microchips and vaccine shedding. O'Boyle described the channel as, quote, the best way to get a spreadsheet like this reviewed. O'Boyle, who of course works for Twitter, wrote in his response that he agreed that her submissions were, quote, important trends to note, and assured her that Twitter would review them. So here's the, I want to stop there for just a second. And by the way, welcome folks, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I want you to understand that there is a people that have a pipeline to the government to say, here's what we want to have you review, but you have no pipeline. I don't know how you've done anything. Have you ever met with anyone, gotten an email from anybody from Twitter other than the bot email that says you've been kicked off and don't contact us, there's no way to reach us? But what we learn is that the DNC, the Hillary Clintons of the world, the Faucis, the CDC, et cetera, had a direct pipeline, and people actually communicated with them. Guess what? Here's something very novel and interesting about Twitter. They have human beings working there. I had no idea. It goes on to say this. On September 2nd, Crawford emailed O'Boyle that, quote, a CDC lab alert regarding PCR testing was allegedly misinterpreted and was shared via social media. Crawford then flagged the hashtag PRC test to be monitored. Now, for those of you who may recall, the PCR test is worthless. It couldn't tell the difference between a common cold or a fart. It knew nothing. It didn't tell you anything about whether you had it or not. This is why they released the very interesting and novel approach to telling you that you could have a disease that was undetectable. Well, by that standard, didn't we all have COVID? You wouldn't even know. I'll never forget the one where Don Jr. was going to go with his son to some camp out, and they go, he couldn't go because he tested positive for COVID, even though he had no symptoms. Asymptomatic. I've never heard of asymptomatic appendicitis or asymptomatic bone cancer or asymptomatic hepatitis. I mean, something gives you a symptom. Something flags you to go, I think I'm getting sick. I know this, and I said this to one of my good friends. I said, I can tell you this. I've never felt like I was catching the flu and didn't get something. In other words, once I felt sick, I got something. When I felt like I was catching a cold, I either got the cold or I got a flu. If I felt like I was getting the flu, I either got a cold or I got the flu. I didn't go, boy, I'm really feeling something. And then the next day go, boy, that was just absolutely nothing. This is so ridiculous. I think back on everything that these people said and what they did, and it just burns me. Now, I went out, as I told you guys, I went out during lockdown, because I refuse to be one of these citizens that says, oh, I never, you know, I'm going to capitulate. I'm going out. I'm not going to, I mean, I know there was nothing going on. It wasn't anything you could do because the businesses were mostly closed, but I went out. No, it's a curfew. Curfew for you, not for me. And now what are we learning? Here's what they went on to say. Also, would there be any issues or complications stemming from flagging COVID misinformation on the portal using the existing census.gov accounts that have access? So in other words, the government is stepping in saying, look, we know we're giving you misinformation, but we're going to stop the real information. We're going to stop people from even questioning what we're doing because it will be considered misinformation. The basic question of this, how can you count someone as having COVID if they are asymptomatic? Here's another question. Why are you not distinguishing from people who died from COVID versus those who died with COVID? Particularly given that your PCR tests at their best are 70% accurate. I don't even believe that number. They said this. In recent months, millions of Americans have witnessed the peeling of the misinformation onion beneath each layer of shocking details about a partnership between the federal government and big tech is yet another layer of connections, conspiracy, and collaboration between power centers that seek to suppress information from the American people. This is what Gene Hamilton, the American First legal VP and general counsel, said. He says, we are proud to play a leading role in fighting for the rights of Americans in revealing this vital information to the American people. Kind of like a judicial watch, I guess they want to be. Secret Twitter portal. And what AFL, Americans, what are they called? Americans for Liberty. I can't remember. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Americans First Legal. What they did is they dumped 500 pages of the stuff that was there. The censorship of truthful information about Wu Flu, a.k.a. COVID, that the government, the federal government, colluded with big tech to essentially hide. The fourth set of documents they released, and here's what they said, information about how the government censored information about the COVID pandemic, built the evidentiary record showing that the CDC specifically set Facebook and Twitter specific posts to take down, throttle, censor, or flag. And then you wonder why I was on here all the time telling people it doesn't make common sense what they were telling us about this disease. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So my question to those who considered me a naysayer, when I was talking about this whole COVID crap, is what say you now? I mean, now we know pretty much, well, not even pretty much, we know with 100% certainty that the CDC lied, that Fauci lied, that all these people lied to us, and essentially this whole thing was one big ruse. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm of the mindset that we know this, and I'm beyond even chastising people and all that, but I do want to ask them a question. Where are you now in terms of your believability when you hear things of, oh, well, this is, you know, Joe Biden says something. What do you believe? If you hear that the FBI reported this, or if you hear that the news media reported this, where are you on this? Are you where I'm at, where you go, I'm completely skeptical? I know you're not going to get me to believe much that the government says or that the mainstream media says, because I'm now worn down on them. I tell you what. Here is a clip from ABC on Pfizer years ago. I think the drug was called Bextra, but they'll say it in the report. Here's what happened to Pfizer back then. So we'll touch on this again a little bit later on. But just think about, as you listen to this report, and I wasn't even aware of this when I was making my declarations that these guys are scoundrels and skanks and liars. But listen to this report and understand that this was a few years back.
Meanwhile, major news today about the world's largest drug maker, Pfizer. The company agreed to pay $2.3 billion. That is the largest fine in history, and agreed to plead guilty to charges it illegally marketed some of its products, one in particular, for unapproved uses. Here's Lisa Stark.
Dextra was approved by the FDA to treat pain from arthritis, but the drug giant Pfizer had other ideas, pumping up its bottom line by pitching doctors to prescribe the drug for things it was never approved for, called off-label marketing.
When off-label marketing like this occurs, patients' health and lives are put at risk, and those who cause that risk must be held accountable.
Dextra became a blockbuster, bringing in $1.2 billion a year, as sales reps assured doctors it could be used not just for arthritis, but for any acute pain. The main whistleblower, a former company sales rep, said in a statement, "At Pfizer, I was expected to increase profits at all costs, even when sales meant endangering lives. I couldn't do that." In exchange for hearing company sales pitches, doctors were paid up to $1,500 to attend meetings and were treated to conferences at lush resorts, given airfare, hotels, meals, even massages.
Their job was to help Pfizer figure out how best to promote Dextra for the off-label indications.
And it turned out, even when used correctly, Dextra was dangerous, linked to possible heart attacks and strokes, and pulled off the market. Although it's a record punishment, Pfizer has plenty of company. In the last 8 years, drug manufacturers have paid over $11 billion in penalties for everything from off-label promotions to overcharging Medicare for drugs.
There's so much money to be made in selling pills to the American public and advertising and selling the latest, newest product that people get crazy and they cut corners and they cheat and they get caught sometimes.
And Pfizer will now be required to reveal every penny it spends pitching doctors. Some believe that should be required of all drug companies.
That was for Dextra. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. $2.3 billion. That was their fine. They were making $1.2 billion per year. Dextra, used for arthritis, but they were pitching it for other ailments. Off-label marketing, they call it. And what did they do? Here are the magic words. They put people's health and lives at risk. Doctors were paid to attend meetings, treated to conferences, given lavish perks. Now, I remind you, what are doctors, what are the ones that aren't blowing the whistle? What were they doing? You want to know what these guys were doing? They were the ones saying that the experts in the field of epidemiology and virology, they were telling us that those people were the kooks or the quacks. How much did they get paid? How much did... I mean, I want you to understand something. Heart attacks is one of the very real symptoms of what Pfizer has done with this new COVID crap, right? All the drug manufacturers at the time, it paid $11 billion in penalties. But it isn't because the drug didn't work. See, you're covered for that. It's when you're lying about it, the cover-ups. And I want you to remember what the government did this time around. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. What did they do that was different? They declared it an emergency. I'm talking about COVID. And then they said, whatever you do, you're indemnified. As long as you're not lying, you're indemnified. Then they tried to help them cover up the lying. Gave them 75 years, or tried to say nobody will even question it. So that cover-up is still happening because, let me tell you something, Pfizer has made more money in a single year on one drug than they have in their entire existence. Moderna, same thing. J&J got caught in the blast zone, so nobody's even talking about them. Do we have the number of how much Pfizer has made off of the COVID mRNA vaccine? I have the number. As of November of 2021, Pfizer had made $36 billion off of COVID vaccines. $36 billion in a single year. I don't know what's anticipated, but I think we could probably find it out, right? So it's safe to say Pfizer ended up clearly close to $40 billion with COVID vaccines in the year 2021. We're almost through 2022, which wasn't quite as good of a year, but I want to go back to this. They were making $1.2 billion when they were lying about Bextra. They got fined $2.3 billion. With COVID, they're not going to get fined a dime. Now, I will say this. Thankfully, we have one governor, DeSantis, who's saying, I'm going to prove to you they lied, and I'm going to let people sue them. So the people of Florida may have a remedy. Let's hope they do, because these people hurt a lot of people's lives. Okay, we have the official numbers, $36.8 billion in 2021. Expect to make $29 billion in 2022. Can't find the numbers. We're through the year for the most part. You would think there'd be some quarterly reports that would tell you how much they've made. Can't find anything, but they expect to make $29
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Richard Johnson. Encouraging words from President Biden following the latest numbers on inflation.
Make no mistake, prices are still too high. We have a lot more work to do, but things are getting better. Headed in the right direction.
The consumer price index rose by 7.1% for the year ending in November, down from 7.7% for the year ending in October. Still trying to come up with a federal spending bill in Congress. On the Senate floor, Democratic leader Chuck Schumer repeated what he wants.
I remain hopeful because despite disagreements about the ultimate package, there's little disagreement that an omnibus is by far the best solution for funding the government.
Current continuing resolution expires Friday. Official from the Energy Department, a fusion energy reactor has been able to produce more energy than is required to start the reaction, the key to what one day could be a source of limitless clean energy. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're going to get back to Pfizer and the CDC and the cover-up and all the things that they did with Twitter. But I want to jump back to something for just a second. It hit me during the break. Can you imagine if Trump appointed a drag queen to head up our nuclear energy waste department, whatever that is, who boasts online about his puppy role play fetish, you know where I'm going, and steals baggage. Not in one airport, but two. Can you imagine? Would the media be so, oh, he's so cute and all this? Can you imagine if, what they'd be saying about the Trump administration if they hired a clown like that and put him in charge of what we do? Look, again, if you're qualified to do the job, I don't really care. But do the job. Don't be bringing your puppy fetish drag queen nonsense to the job. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And that may make me a bit of a prude, but there are areas where decorum matters. I can't imagine being at the UN and be represented by that fool, and then we find out he's stealing luggage in Antwerp. I tell people all the time, and you've heard it on this show many, many, many times. By the way, I am Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I tell you, you can't trust Democrats, the Biden administration, the media, or the Gestapo-led social media. Stories disappeared by the mainstream media is what I've been covering, while interjecting in between the lies they told you about Twitter. Jack Dorsey blatantly lying to you about Twitter's,
we're not shadow banning anybody. We don't let our philosophies get in the way. Our ideologies are not based, on our policies, and our policies are not based on ideologies.
He's a liar. And by the way, Zuckerberg is a liar. Google is a liar. Google search anything. Google search Trump is. Then Google search Hillary is. Then Google search Obama is. Then Google search Schumer is. Pelosi is. And watch what comes up. And then tell me there's no bias. Here's some stories that disappeared. Paul Pelosi's late night hammer attack by some crazed dude who hung out with him, who Pelosi called by name when the cops showed up. Where'd that story go? I'm just telling you, you want to talk about witness protection, the media, when there's a story about leftists, they go into witness protection. You're not going to believe, by the way, what's going on with Hunter Biden. His work is being shown in art galleries right now. He's got an art show. Don't be surprised if you see him there in red carpet, pulling up in a fat limousine with security, of course. And he gets out and people will fawn all over him. They'll clap for him just like they did for Sam Bankman-Fried, one of the biggest grifters in history. Mr. FTX. You know, where the sophisticated investor invest.
So Paul Pelosi, you haven't heard much about his attacker. Where's this guy? Can you imagine if, I don't even know how to present this story to where it would stay out of the news cycle. But when it's Pelosi and his little gay partner, well, we can't talk about that. Well, let's just keep that down. That's the former speaker's husband. Hey, I got another one for you. What about that non-binary guy that killed six people at the Colorado Springs Gay Club? What was it called? Club Q? Where's his story? Why aren't we finding out more about him? I'm sorry. It, them, whatever pronoun they choose, right? Oh, here's another story that we haven't heard much about. You ready? The black dude who shot multiple people at a Walmart. You know, the supervisor that went and said, I'm sick of you. Or why haven't we heard much about his gun? Isn't that I know that gun wasn't white. Don't be messing with me. My producer's like, Kevin, because his gun is white. That's why you haven't heard anything about it. Because the gun is white. Yeah. See, look at any of the things that leftists talk about. You wonder why they cheat. You wonder why they connive. You wonder why they do the things that they do. I give you leftism. Leftism can't stand on its own. Leftism, here's Pelosi. He's a totally bi dude. There's no question in my mind. Look, I'm talking common sense here. I don't know it for certain. And here's the thing. Don't care. Don't know. Don't care. But let me tell you, all signs point to it. Leftists don't care. They got they believe they own the LGBTQIAFTWTF. So why not? Why not just say, yeah, Nancy and I have a different type of relationship and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? I don't care what Nancy and Paul Pelosi do. But apparently they do. Is the LGBT community up in arms about it? Can you imagine if Melania Trump, let's use Kevin McCarthy's wife. If Kevin McCarthy's wife was found with a woman at 2 in the morning who had beat the crap out of her and the police show up, I mean, just put yourself in the situation of the opposite. And she was like, no, the lady that beat me, we are not lovers. And she, you know, Paula here, who she calls Paula by name. Rumors would be flying about McCarthy's wife being gay, and it would be the top story, right? McCarthy, does he realize that his wife is a bisexual, part of the LGBT? But because it's Pelosi's husband, we can't question that, right? When Pelosi got his DUI, they tried, I wasn't drinking, I wasn't out hanging out with my gay, I was not leaving the gay bar with my, you know, can you imagine where he was and what was going on when he got pulled over for being drunk? I don't even want to speculate. And folks, I could go on. I could give you story after story, back burner, story after story, where if you change the cast of characters, it would never leave the news cycle. That freak, Sam Brinton, that nuclear waste freak that dresses up in drag and has his puppy fetish, do you believe that, that Donald Trump could be anywhere near this guy? It wouldn't be, oh, he's Donald Trump is so avant-garde. Look at who he put in. Oh, my gosh. Donald Trump is amazing. The LGBT community wouldn't be embracing Trump. They'd be going, everybody would be freaking out. Leftists would be going, why doesn't he put someone that's more serious into the role? We're talking about nuclear waste here. Switch Pelosi, Paul Pelosi. Pick your Republican whose spouse might be on the DL and tell me it's just going to go away. Lies, lies, and more lies. Right now exists more ample evidence of the COVID vaccine ruse than ever in history. You don't need another story. You don't need another study. You don't need another report. You don't need another expert. By the way, love these experts, the 51 experts who Biden touts that say, Hunter did nothing wrong. There's 51 experts who testified. There's nobody in the media is looking at this story. Nobody cares. They all looked at this. They looked at this. They looked at it because nobody looked at it. That's what the Democrats do. They want to make you believe experts are looking at this stuff. Let me tell you who's an expert. You are. You are an expert at going, that's wrong. You cry BS when you see it, and your meter has been calibrated by the Atomic Weights and Measures Commission. You don't need anybody to tell you when something is awry. COVID vaccines and multiple studies have been proven. I say again for the naysayers that used to send me mail that don't have the guts to say, Kevin, you know what? You were right. I was wrong. They have been officially recognized, proven to being worse than the disease itself. You don't believe me?
So what can we say about the recovery from the effect of the vaccine associated with the spike protein's cardiotoxin's long-term effect on the heart? A study was recently published in Lancet Child and Adolescent Health. It says the outcomes of at least 90 days since the onset of myocarditis after mRNA COVID vaccination in adolescents and young adults in the USA. And what they found was pretty alarming. What they showed was that if they looked at the echocardiogram and EKG, that those all went back pretty close to baseline in the majority of patients. And that's what you'll often hear. Oh, the EKG was normal. Oh, the echocardiogram was normal. Or the blood test to see if the heart was inflamed, the troponin. It's all back to normal. However, if they dug a little deeper, what they saw was that if they looked with a cardiac MRI, one of our most sensitive tests to look for damage to the heart, they saw that in 151 kids who had an MRI, at 90 days, 81 of them still had damage to their heart, and the damage was of late gadolinium enhancement, which is associated with sudden cardiac death.
That wasn't Kevin Jackson. That was Dr. Kirk Milhone, who is an expert in his field. And he's sounding the alarm bell about this. It is a proven fact now. COVID vaccines are roots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes.
If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we know from Dr. Risch's data that the risk for children with COVID is exceedingly low. But we now know that there's a real risk from vaccine-induced myocarditis.
That is Dr. Kirk Milhone, and he'll credentialize himself here in a bit when we continue this clip. But what he's going to say to you next is that the cure is worse than the disease. So let's continue. Before we do that, let me introduce who we are. The Kevin Jackson Network is who where you've tuned in, and I happen to be Kevin Jackson. And what I've been saying to folks is you have to learn how to recognize stuff and understand it. When somebody talks about experts said this and experts did that, you have to be able to discern, why are they using experts? I say this all the time. I do debates with leftists all the time. And you know what I say to them much of the time? I say, why do you refer so often to other people's stuff? I know there's a time to do it. I know there are many other brilliant people out there studying stuff. But for example, something that's observational. If you were to say, I've noticed how, and I'm going to use kung fu terms, I've noticed how the praying mantis fights.
An entire martial arts system was developed over how the praying mantis fights. Why? Some Asian observed it. Just observed. Somebody was interested in how animals engage. Gorillas fight different than tigers. Am I right or am I wrong? Of course I'm right. You want to know how I know that? Because I'm observant. I've watched enough nature channels to know gorillas fight differently than tigers. And so how did these guys learn the snake in these various forms of kung fu and the tiger and the praying mantis and many other different techniques is because they observe. You are observant. You are an expert in certain things. Don't dismiss that. But what Biden and people,
oh, well, we've got these many experts in the former DOJ said this about my son, and they all looked at the data and they did this.
They are lying to you. These are paid operatives. People talking about
climate change is real. Climate change, climate change. The experts say the polar ice cap. And
go look, the polar ice cap. Do you know that the Earth does tilt? And it also has a wobble. And that at one point, the Sahara Desert, the largest desert on the planet, was as lush and as green as any tropical paradise on the world. It was lush and green. And you know what happened? Tens of thousands of years ago, the Earth was on a different tilt. That's it. That's all it took, was changing the way the winds hit that part of the Earth. Luckily for us, we're not going to have to worry about it in our lifetimes. But 10,000 years from now, the Sahara Desert is not going to be a desert anymore. Just the way it is. And these people,
oh, it's good. Wow, we got to save it. It's climate change.
No, it isn't. It's what's not. It's what happens. They're just lying to you. And as I said, I'm happy to debate any of them.
Kevin, a polar ice cap is shrinking.
Yeah, it was shrinking then. It was 20 years ago. It was too much. Now it's too little. What's it going to be 3 decades from now? You don't know. And you're not impacting it.
Oh, the polar bears are going to be gone.
Many species are gone. Some are here, some are gone. But let me, it isn't going to be because of us. It's going to be because of what the world does. Let me tell you, can you stop the tilt of the Earth? If you can do that, now you got me. Because I'll admit then, if you can tell me you can affect the gravitational force of the moon, now you got me. If things work the way they work because it's the way God intended, it's that simple. Don't get it too complicated. I'm going to go all Denzel on you. We just actors. Don't overdo it here. Yeah, you're just an actor. Your opinion matters no more than anybody else's, George Clooney. I'm just picking on him now. I don't know why. So anyway, here is the guy explaining the real risk of myocarditis, the rest of it.
So let me start with the explanation of what myocarditis is. The word is a combination of muscle, heart, and inflamed. The heart is primarily a muscle. And when it is inflamed, its function is compromised. Much like when you bruise or strain a muscle, when you strain a leg muscle, your doctor tells you to rest it. The difficulty when the heart has been injured, even if it's minor, it is very difficult to rest it because it still needs to beat 70 times a minute, 4,200 times an hour, and 100,800 times a day. The concentration of my PhD dissertation in cardiovascular physiology and pharmacology was the area of study specifically looking at the cellular mechanisms for the heart muscle to become inflamed. So can the vaccine cause myocarditis or inflame the heart? We now have data from multiple sources. The American Heart Association meetings this year from Dr. Lin, Dr. Wang writing for Cell Research, Dr. Avolio in clinical research all have elegantly shown that the spike protein, which the current mRNA vaccine products ask the body to make, are cardiotoxic and cause the heart to be inflamed. Let that sink in. The current public health plan is asking our own body to make a cardiotoxin. The spike protein sets in motion a cascade of events that activates platelets to form clots and inflames the blood vessel lining the heart and the heart muscle itself. So how often does this happen? That answer answer comes with many caveats because the risk is very much associated with age and gender, men 14 to 40 being at the highest risk. But most alarming was a recent study from Thailand that watched and tested adolescents before and after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. They found that of the 202 adolescent boys that they were studied, 5 of 202, or 2.4%, demonstrated myocardial injury. And 2 of the 202 had a 1%, or 1%, had irritation of the sac around the heart, or pericarditis. 1 in 40 people having their heart inflamed after vaccination is very concerning, especially considering the majority, close to 80% of those serving in our military are males between the age of 18 and 44.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Yeah, while this Dr. Kirk Milhone is obviously really passionate about this, and if you see his entire presentation, pardon me, he can't contain himself. He starts to tear up because he says, I care about these kids. I care about these 14 to 40-year-old people, particularly the military people, and he does a thing on that we'll get to in the next hour. He's pleading with people to pay attention. You've got an mRNA vaccine that's creating cardiotoxic, meaning it's attacking your own heart. The platelets are forming clots. Remember when we were talking about clots all the time? That hasn't gone away. And the people who are in the prime of life are at the highest risk. So anybody who doesn't believe this is fooling itself. I used itself because you can put whatever pronoun you prefer. And I want to remind you, Pfizer, who paid the largest fine in history for pushing Bextra, a $2.3 billion fine, a product that they were earning $1.2 billion annually, is immune from prosecution for this vaccine, as are Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. I also want to remind you again that in 2021, Pfizer made $36.8 billion from COVID vaccines with no contingency for lawsuits. They don't have to save any money because they've been granted immunity. I didn't even talk about what Moderna earned. I didn't even look it up because this number was so big, it was shocking to me. In 2022, they estimate they're going to make another $29 billion. Folks, do you understand that is well over $60 billion a year from one drug? When they got sued for Bextra, they were making $1.2 billion annually. They have put into play a disease that will get them billions of dollars, and the cure is not even a cure. The cure doesn't even stop the disease and does more damage to the body, to the human. Why would you do this? And how can we in any way, shape, or form, using common sense, allow this? You want to talk about payola paying off. And this is for only one big pharma company, folks. Understand that as doctors warn against these vaccines, both Pfizer and Moderna continue manufacturing them and mostly shipping them to third world countries. And you want to know the irony of that? The citizens of these third world nations are smart enough to know, I don't want any part of this vaccination. Less than 9% are getting it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.